From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Syria today, rebels claim they shot down a MiG fighter jet not far from the border with Turkey. That, plus the downing of a helicopter yesterday, could mark a turning point in the Syrian conflict. This appears to be the first time rebels have successfully used a kind of weapon called a manpad. It's a portable, shoulder-fired, surface-to-air missile, and it could help neutralize what has long been the Syrian government's biggest advantage over the rebels, its air force. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports.
Rebels say the Russian-made MiG fighter jet was shot down this morning near the town of Deret Azza, on the road north of the embattled city of Aleppo. This video shows the plane in flames in a clear blue sky as it falls to the ground. The cameraman says God is great. In another video, rebel fighters carry one wounded pilot from the wreckage. A rebel commander told us the second pilot died. The first pilot is treated in a field hospital. One medic speaks with an Egyptian accent. Another voice in the background says, "We want him alive." Then this video was released. It shows a bearded guy in a heavy coat and sunglasses describing how he shot down the plane with what he calls an Iglo rocket that's resting on his shoulder. That's the Russian name for an SA-16 or an SA-18. It's a kind of missile that was used to take out planes during conflicts in the Balkans and the Persian Gulf. The fighter says the rebels seized the weapon when they captured a Syrian army base earlier this month. Rebels have seized similar weapons before, but this is the first time they appear to have used this particular system successfully. Military analysts say this could show that the rebels are building momentum. Up until now, the Syrian regime had the upper hand because it controlled the skies. Hundreds, if not thousands, of civilians have been killed in airstrikes since the summer. Rebels say they hope the regime will think twice before employing the Air Force now. Also today, in a suburb of Syria's capital, Damascus, two massive explosions killed dozens of people. Syrian state media was quick to cast the attack as suicide bombings launched by al-Qaeda-style terrorists, but that claim could not be verified. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for today's attack. TV footage showed a gruesome scene. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Beirut.